Ruby Mae said. I suppose he was a bit of a dreamer himself. Aunt Cora took a sip of her tea. I like to think we all are. Oh, I got powerful plenty of dreams, said Ruby Mae. I want to be a mama in a big house in a fancy city like Asheville, maybe even Knoxville, and I'll have me a golden horse, faster than lightning. Aunt Cora nodded. Well, those are fine dreams, Ruby Mae, she said. How about the rest of you? Ruby Mae asked. Miss Alice, I'll bet you got yourself all kinds of fine dreams. Miss Alice considered. That's a good question. I have lots of dreams, I suppose. To begin with, I dream of bringing medicine and learning and hope to every last person in these mountains. She grinned. And of course, there's my long-held aspiration to learn to play the dulcimer. Why, Miss Alice, I'm sure Jeb Spencer would learn you to play if and you just asked him, Ruby Mae exclaimed. It's true, Miss Alice, Christie added. Jeb's taught all of his children how to play, and it's such a lovely instrument. Christie could still remember the first time she'd heard Jeb play the dulcimer. It was a box-like instrument with four strings, a slender waist and heart-shaped holes. The sweet music it made sounded as if it had been sent straight from heaven. How about you, Preacher? Ruby Mae asked. What's your dream? David combed back his straight, dark hair with his fingers. He thought for a moment before answering. Well, to tell you the truth, Ruby Mae, he said, I wouldn't mind seeing more of the world someday. Paris, London, the mysterious Far East. He shrugged. Of course, it'll probably never happen. It's hard to imagine having the time, let alone the money. You can't go a-thinking that way, Preacher, Ruby Mae scolded. She reached across the table to snare the last of Miss Ida's flaky biscuits. You gotta keep hoping. That's the fun of dreaming. Ruby Mae's right, Miss Alice agreed. When I told people I was going to help start a mission here in the Great Smokies, you should have heard their reactions. They said I was doomed to fail, she grinned. Some even said I was crazy. But you have to dream big, even if you might fail. The trying is everything. Miss Ida cleared her throat. Well, I should see to the cleaning up, I suppose. She pushed back her chair and began to clear the table. Hold on, Miss Ida, Christie said. You can't get away without telling us your dream. I don't have a dream, Miss Ida said primly. Unless, of course, it's that someday Ruby Mae will finally learn to clean up her bedroom. Not so fast, Ida, David yanked on her apron string. I admitted my dream. Fair is fair. I'm telling you, I don't have a dream, Miss Ida insisted.